Welcome to Teaching in the Digital Age. My name is Tendai, and today we are diving into a critical conversation around digital literacy, ethics, and our responsibilities as educators using technology in the classroom. As I reflect on Hobbes' work, Create to Learn, especially on Chapter 8, which explores digital and audio posting, I am struck by how central digital literacy has become not just as a skill, but as a mindset. Hobbes 2017 describes digital literacy as the ability to access, analyze, create, reflect, and act using digital tools. But what happens when our classrooms are flooded with tech and we haven't critically considered the ethics behind their use? Let's start with student privacy. With platforms collecting data from learning analytics to behavior tracking, how often do we ask, what are we doing to protect our students' information? As Hobbes highlights, media production tools like podcasts give learners a voice, but a big part. That voice must be safeguarded. This means using consent forms, anonymizing data, choosing platforms that align with data protection laws like GDPR. Closely linked is child safeguarding. In any digital space, the risk of exposure to inappropriate content or online predators exists. As educators, we must balance encouraging digital exploration with setting boundaries and teaching digital resilience. That involves robust filtering systems, but also conversations with learners about online safety, peer behavior, and self-regulation. There is digital citizenship. Hobbes 2017 argues that digital literacy education should cultivate critical thinking, empathy, and responsibility. This aligns with my growing belief that we are not just teaching students how to use tech, but how to live and learn ethically with it. We must model respectful online interactions and challenge disinformation, bias, cyberbullying when we see it. Finally, equitable access remains an issue. Digital learning environments are only empowering if they are inclusive. That means recognizing that some learners have limited access to Wi-Fi devices or quiet space to learn. As Hobbes writes, podcasting and other creative tools can democratize learning, but only if we address the structural inequalities. For me, this means pushing for device loan schemes, offline alternatives, differentiation, instruction. So, how has this learning shifted my own sense of digital literacy? It's made me more aware of the power dynamics embedded in tech use. It's no longer enough to be digitally competent. I must be digitally critical. As an educator, this means being intentional about the tools I use, the digital culture I cultivate, the voices I center. For learners, the implication is equally profound. They need support not just consuming digital content, but creating it with care. In fact, as Hobbes encourages, integrating podcasting into classrooms can be an empowering way to teach ethical expression, digital storytelling, and reflective practice. In summary, teaching in digital age requires more than just know how to use tech. It's about ethical leadership, safeguarding, inclusivity, fostering responsible digital citizens. As Hobbes 2017 reminds us, when we help students create, we also help them learn who they are and how they relate to the world. That is the power of digital literacy. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning. Thank you.